This is North Shore Today for Monday, December 12, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Afternoon sunshine today, temperatures in the low 30s. Four Maine Maritime College students died in a car crash in Maine on Route 166 in Castine. Two of those students are from Massachusetts, including 22-year-old Luke Simpson of Rockport. Three students in the car survived, and one of those students is 20-year-old Dominic Okoya of Middleton. WCVB-TV reports the accident occurred at around 2 a.m. on Saturday. An elderly woman was struck by a car and killed in Salem Friday morning while she was in the parking lot of the North Shore Physicians Group on Highland Avenue. WFXT-TV 25 reports that 69-year-old Karen Rafa of Beverly was taken to the hospital where she died from her injuries. An 87-year-old Peabody woman was the driver of the car. Salem Police and the Essex County DA's office are investigating. Developers in Beverly and property owners are racing to beat the city's plan to limit the height of new buildings in the downtown area of the city. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that preliminary subdivision plans have been filed for five sites to prevent those changes from applying to those properties. There are more details in today's Salem News. The City of Newburyport will be hosting a meeting Tuesday at 6 p.m. at City Hall to go over details of utility work that will be taking place on State and Middle Streets in January. The work to be done by National Grid involves updating gas pipes. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
They're replacing a 100-year-old pipe on State Street, and this is a gas replacement. So it's going to be like a 12-inch pipe on State Street, and then an 8-inch pipe for Middle Street. And so what I'm told is that State Street can still remain open. We're going to go down to one lane, and then the sidewalks will be open on both sides of the streets as well. So all it should affect really is parking and then one side of the street. And again, it's going to take 3 months to do, weather permitting. So my hope was is that we could get this work done before we get into April, into May, for sure. So I thought the earlier we start this, the better.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Former Salem Mayor Neil Harrington is running to become the next Salem Mayor. In an MSO News podcast last week, he noted that schools have been a major issue in the city and that many changes the last several years with principals and assistant principals are concerning.
Creates a certain level of instability in the school system. I do think that we need to get back to a lot of the basic skill training for kids, providing them with important skills in math and science and English and things like that. Our MCAS scores are not very good, to be perfectly honest. And so I think there needs to be a focus on that. And at the same time, we need to, I think, empower teachers and support teachers with all of the frustrations that they're dealing with post-COVID.
Neil Harrington is currently the Salisbury Town Administrator.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And on behalf of my brothers, Michael and Jack, and all of us who work at Moynihan Lumber, I want to wish all of those listening a very Merry Christmas.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat Las Vegas last night 3-1. They'll host the Islanders tomorrow. The Celtics play at the LA Clippers tonight. The Patriots have a Monday night game tonight in Arizona. Pat's coming off a loss, but does that impact how you prepare for the following game this week?
I don't know. Let's try to play your best every week. Day after the game, put that game behind you and move on to the next team. I don't know what else you do.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick. Danvers boys hockey opened with a win over the Peabody Saugus co-op team on Friday. Yesterday, they beat Greater Lowell Neshoba 3-1. They're now 2-0 on the season. Danvers coach Kevin Fassett on Saturday talking about his team's youth and depth.
Yeah, no, it was great. We rolled our first three lines, and then we went with our third and fourth, pretty much the rest down the road. And it was a great assessment for those young guys to play, And then, it is a physical game, so a lot of those guys are young freshmen, sophomores, so when they're physically taking hits and things like that, they got to be able to protect themselves, and they also got to stay disciplined and make sure that they're moving the puck in the right direction. And I think that's really important. And I think that was great to really see them, because so much you do in practice, it's not the same as the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really can help us down the road. And
Danvers boys hockey coach Kevin Fassett. Men's college hockey, Endicott is off until January 7th. Salem State is off until January 3rd. Men's college basketball, Endicott 6-2, does not play until the 30th in the Trinity Tournament, while the Salem State men will play their final December game tomorrow night at UMass Boston. The Salem News has named the Preps' Jonel Aguero as their North Shore Football Player of the Year. That's sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.